Grahamtown is one of many communities within larger towns all across the South. These communities are often Black, and many started as a community with businesses, families, churches, and schools. Grahamtown is the traditional heart of the African-American community in Rutherford County, North Carolina, and dates back to the early 1900s. For WNCW, I'm Pam Bunch. Dr. Lee Green is a resident of Rutherford County, North Carolina, who's been working to reconstruct the history of Black education in the region, not just within the past 100 years, but back as far as he can go. After gathering this history, Green hopes to share this important information with younger people through the creation of the Paul Lawrence Dunbar Room of Remembrance Education Museum at the old Dunbar School on Hardin Road in Grahamtown. I began by asking Dr. Green about his connections to Rutherford County and his own educational background.
Well, I grew up here in the county. My parents were born and grew up here. My grandparents and great-grandparents, as far back as we can go, we are natives of Rutherford County. I went to the public schools here, Dunbar and Carver, and then I went on, graduated from college, UNC Chapel Hill, in 1967. I taught special education, that's what they call it then, for a while, 2 years actually, in Annapolis, Maryland. Then I taught in the Virgin Islands for a year. Went back to graduate school and then did university teaching, first at the University of Michigan and later at the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. I was there, I think, 30, 31 years, and I retired from there in 2005.
What is the focus of this museum?
The focus is on the different all-Black schools that existed in the county from the 1860s, that is the end of the Civil War, to the beginning of desegregation in the late 1960s. And it identifies as much as possible the different schools, teachers, students who attended these schools. I think we're up to about 35 or 40 different schools now that existed in the county since 1900. I'm working back, so I haven't really done a lot about the 1800s, though I do have some information about that. And it's important, I think, because dealing with the schools, even though that's the focus, tells a lot about the history and the life of Blacks in the county, as well as other groups in the county. When you deal with one aspect historically of one group, you necessarily deal with aspects of the history of another group. And the museum is growing. People are very interested in it. Information is coming in as people are aware of the museum, as they tour the museum. Then they bring in documents and photographs, and that helps fill out the history and the life of Blacks in this county, particularly from 1900 to about 1968 or 69.
Talk about Paul Lawrence Dunbar.
He was a poet who had a lot of success in American literary society and American literature in general around the turn of the 20th century, late 19th century, early 20th century, known primarily for his dialect poetry, which infuriated him because he wanted to be known for the kinds of poetry that he wrote that was related to more mainstream poetry, particularly that of the British writers.
But in terms of gathering the history of these Black schools, I understand it's very difficult because records don't exist at the Rutherford County Board of Education or anywhere else except in the stories of the people that attended these schools. Is that true?
Yeah, I'm not aware of many records. I've fought to get records a couple of times, and I haven't found any. Very, very few records about the existence of these schools. And one of the reasons is that the Black communities built their own schools. I'm not aware of the Board of Education building any Black school before Dunbar and Carver in the early 1950s. They might have built two school buildings, but I'm not sure even about that. So they don't have a lot of records, and if they had records, they didn't keep a lot of records. It's not just for the Black schools. I think it's also true for a lot of the one-room, two-room white schools in the county. Record-keeping just wasn't good. And when you do the history of the schools, you do a lot of other histories, religious history, economic history, social histories, because the school was one of the primary anchors for the community.
I know you recently had an open house and asked the public bring in any items or information that they may have relating to Black schools in Rutherford County. How did that go?
A fair amount. The traffic was good, and people did bring in a lot of information, and it's still coming in, even this morning. I got something about the Pea Ridge School. I'd never seen it before. They're very old pictures of people associated, teachers, including teachers, with Pea Ridge School just across the county line.
Into Polk County?
Yeah, because Polk County, people who lived on the edge, went to school, many of them in Rutherford County, particularly to the high school, because there wasn't a high school in the eastern part of Polk County for blacks. Brought people from Chesney area, Little Africa area, Spartanburg County, Cherokee County, because there wasn't a high school for blacks in that area. So they came to Grahamtown High School and to New Hope High School.
Is it hard to collect these histories since they are mainly oral?
It is difficult. It's very time-consuming, particularly when you're going back into the 1800s, because records are not nearly as plentiful as the scarce ones in the 1900s. But there are records somewhere. When the Board of Education for the county was established in 1879, I think, there were 25 black schools in the county that came under the auspices or supervision of the board, and there were 81, I think, white schools. So you can pick up little information like that, but finding out what the schools were, where they were, becomes more and more difficult because the people who would have known, of course, have passed on. A lot of the information I've gathered has been from oral sources. I've been able to validate some of the oral information with written information as I begin to look at church histories. People have brought in some church histories, and of course, in the black community, the school and the church, as I said before, often was the same building. And when you look at the church history, you get something of the school history.
The open house is about to happen, correct?
We will open on Thursday before Labor Day, and we'll be open some part of the day from that Thursday through that Monday.
The Paul Lawrence Dunbar School of Remembrance Education Museum, where Dr. Lee Green continues to reconstruct the educational history of blacks in Rutherford County. Information about this ongoing project can be obtained by contacting the Community Empowerment Resource Center at 129 First Street in Forest City. That phone number is 828-247-4142. For WNCW, I'm Pam Bunch.